There are many different readings in our Easter vigil, in our Easter during the day. Heard one yesterday that Jesus said, as we hear over and over in the Old Testament and the New Testament, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We also heard last evening about the Easter candle. And to begin this homily, some of the great words from over centuries ago, be glad, let earth be glad and as glory floods her, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end to gloom and darkness. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, happy Easter, brothers and sisters. I hope that as we gather together spiritually, we can soon come to each other in our church and our home again. I hope that our donuts are back soon, but Mass is sooner. I also hope that your students, your children, received a lot of candy, maybe cash, and know that those from our school at St. Thomas Aquinas has an infinite amount of candy, depending on their verses that they have practiced. Whenever we get back to school, your name will have a pile of candy as much as you've memorized verses. Also, as it is Easter, as Catholics, we had 40 days of Lent. Lent is done. And we have 8 days of Easter itself, and then 50 days of the Easter season. So what great gratitude from God, especially in the timing of what's going on in our world. Do we know that God continues to say, do not be afraid. Once again, this Easter candle. If you remember, back in the day that we were actually all at Mass on the Easter Vigil, where we brought this candle in from outside to into the church when it was dark. And we would simply pass one candle to the next person and the next pew till the whole church was filled and we could see the light in our real home in God's presence. And we've seen light in many different ways in our society. One, we see the sun as we have more light through the sun throughout the day. It was amazing yesterday how our Mass started at 8 because you start Mass when the sun sinks. And it was absolutely perfect because we live in God's country. And it was exactly at 8 o'clock. When we had our sunset to begin our Mass yesterday. We turn on our porch lights every day at 9 p.m. to go around the country, around the world, to pray for the light of Jesus. I just heard that the lighthouse on Lake Superior will be flipped on again to pray and work against coronavirus. We have lights around the country. We have lights now in stadiums. I know in our area at 9 o'clock on Monday in the stadiums to pray for our students. We've also been doing that in our area at 8:25 a.m. to pray for our students when our bell rings. The big thing is that what we believe is that this light is not just a worldly society image, but Jesus Christ Himself. The last week or so, I'd be beginning St. Augustine's great work, The City of God. And I've been really just amazed by how he talked about who is the city of God versus who is the city of the world. Again, the city of God is the light of Jesus Christ. And the city of the world is darkness, sinfulness, evilness. We always want to be in the city of God, not in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Again, we had this Easter candle last night. It's called The Exalted. I was able to sing it. I talked to my mom and dad last night. I said, that's the best I had. And I don't know if I was a crow with a crow's voice or a canary's voice or a hummingbird's voice. Somewhere in the middle. But what the voice God gave me, he received it tonight, last night. And again, it is odd because we're singing each other and giving the light with each other, and it was very odd with only a few people. And I can't wait till we're here together and when you can receive the Eucharist of Jesus Christ. But in this exultant, there were some powerful words, again, from centuries written ago. This is the night of which it is written, the night shall be as bright as day. Dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness. On this, your night of grace, O Holy Father, accepts this candle, a solemn offering. Let us live in the light of Jesus Christ, not only in the fight against a virus, not only in the fight against sins, not only fight against evilness, not only to fight against the world, but may this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets, Christ your Son, who coming back from death's domain has shed his peaceful light on humanity and lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And happy Easter.